fans. This is Molly welcoming you back to Season 2 of Mysteries About True Histories. Get ready for more math, more history, and of course, more mysteries. Hey, Max, do you remember ever seeing this many bell bottoms in class?
I guess they're back in style.
And don't we have a school rule about wearing shorts that short?
Jeez, Molly, since when did you become the fashion police? Why do you care so much what anybody is wearing?
I don't care what people are wearing. I'm just saying what they're wearing seems a little off to me.
Woohoo! Yeah! Come on! Yeah, we got this! Woohoo! Yeah!
Take those football players over there.
You mean the ones smashing their heads into people's lockers?
Yeah, those guys. Look at what they're wearing. Don't those look like very old football jerseys and varsity jackets? Like the kinds you'd see in legacy photos on the wall?
Come to think of it, yeah. Maybe they're doing throwback week.
I don't know. There's something weird going on around here.
Hey, check this out, dude!
Besides the fact that the backup tight end just put a dent in my locker with his head.
That's Chuck Knoxville. Isn't he a dreamboat?
Dreamboat? What's a dreamboat?
Wait, Aunt Em? Is that you?
Hey, Molly. Can you dig it? What's cooking, Max?
Whoa! Aunt Em? Why are you dressed like a 16-year-old?
Wait, she isn't dressed like a 16-year-old. She is 16 years old.
Believe it or not, I was young once, too. Well, no, actually, it's my graduating class. The H.G. Wells class of 1970. Go Morlocks!
1970?
Shh, don't make it seem so strange.
But it is strange.
Well, it also explains why everyone is dressed differently, and speaking differently, and why the school looks different, too, come to think of it.
So, wait. If it's 1970 here, and it's 2025 where we're from, how far back in time do we go?
Come on, Max. You can figure that out.
Okay. 2025 is 25 years after 2000. And 1970 is 80, 90, 2000, 30 years before 2000. 30 years plus 25 years equals 55 years.
Good job, Max.
Thanks. But also, we've gone back 55 years? At our same school? Without even knowing we time traveled?
Don't forget that Aunt Murgatroyd is now 16 years old.
I gotta say, it feels great to be young again. Oh, I have so much energy. And I don't have to worry about finals. I already passed them 55 years ago.
I'm glad you think this is hilarious.
Aunt Em, is there an explanation for how or why this happened?
Well,
hey, Myrtle. Who are these space cadets you're with?
These are my new friends, Max and Molly. They're new to the school. Eighth graders. I'm showing them around. Max, Molly, this is Bruno Murphy. My boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
Sorry, buddy. She's taken.
What? You? No, she's my...
friend. She's just your friend. Like me.
Right. And, Myrtle is just my friend.
Cool. No offense, but what are you guys wearing? Why are your jeans so skinny? And what's with your short haircut, man? You in the army or something?
No.
What can I say? We have our own personal style. That's what makes us so awesome.
Sounds groovy. Well, welcome. You guys are cool. I gotta go. Get pumped up for the big game later! See you there, Myrtle. And I'll catch you two on the flip side.
So, can anyone explain why it was 2025 when we walked into class and 1970 when we walked out?
That I don't know. All I do know is I received a problem solver alert saying it was 1970 at the school. And when I showed up, I was suddenly 16 again.
So even you don't know why this is happening?
Nope. I'm as surprised as you are.
Speaking of surprises, what's with your football-playing boyfriend who likes to bash his head into lockers?
He was a special boy with his own special charm.
So, wait. If you and the problem solvers don't know how this happened, could it be the work of the moles?
Yeah, is this a power-hungry Pog plot? And if so, for what purpose?
What could the Pogs possibly want with our school?
Our old school school.
I don't know yet, but I'm sure we can find that out together. I've got to get to the gym. I'm on the pep rally decorating committee. I'll search for clues and see if anyone looks suspicious.
Cool. Max and I will check out the rest of the school. Since it's 1970, no one will expect us for any roll calls.
Yeah, our names won't show up for decades.
Cool beans. I'll check yous out later.
Wow. I have seen some strange things in my life, especially since we became problem solvers, but nothing could have prepared me for meeting my 16-year-old Aunt Em and her boyfriend.
Yeah, that was nuts. But hey, we've got a problem to solve. Let's start looking for clues to see if we can figure out how we and our entire school got time warped.
Good idea. Where should we start?
How about straight ahead? Look.
Hey, is that Charlene?
Sure looks like her. Charlene! Charlene!
Charlene! Charlene!
Why isn't she answering? Oh no, I lost her in the crowd. Do you see her?
Nope. Are we sure that was her?
No, but there was a strong resemblance. It's possible she got time warped too. Of course, I don't see anyone else from our school year.
Or maybe she had something to do with it.
You mean
she could be a mole?
I guess anyone can be a mole. Okay, let's keep looking around, and we'll be sure to keep an extra eye out for Charlene.
Got it. Whoa! Molly, look!
What is it? Is it her? Is it a clue?
No. Look at all the crazy candy in the vending machine.
Max, you scared me.
Sorry. But look, there's all kinds of stuff I've never seen before. Wacky wafers, space dust, marathon bars, screaming yellow zonkers. What the heck is a screaming yellow zonker?
Beats me. Oh, look, they have Tootsie Pops. Wasn't there something where if you got a wrapper where the bow and arrow point to a star, you get another Tootsie Pop for free?
I'm pretty sure that's just an urban legend.
What if it's a clue? Maybe we should get one. Look, Tootsie Pops are number B4, and on the keypad, all the numbers are worn out except B4. It's a sign.
Yeah, a sign that Tootsie Pops are the least popular candy.
The columns are lettered A through D, the rows 1 through 6, 6 times 4 is 24, so with 24 options, the Tootsie Pop button gets used the least.
Terrific. Ooh, they have one called PB Max. Let's get that instead.
I'm getting a Tootsie Pop. It can't hurt. Do you have 10 cents?
Wow, I can't believe candy only costs 10 cents. But also, I don't have any change.
Me neither.
Let's check the coin slot. Nope. No money in the vending machine. But there is a payphone.
A payphone? Wow. Aunt Em really did have a different school experience than us. You want to check it or me?
I got it. Whoa, there's some change. 2 nickels. 10 cents. That's lucky.
I don't think it's luck, Max. This can't all be a coincidence.
Only one way to find out. PB Max, here I come.
No, Tootsie Pop.
Fine.
Oh no, it got stuck.
Ugh, I told you we should have got the PB Max.
What is happening?
It's the payphone. It's ringing.
What should we do?
Answer it.
Hello?
Molly?
Yes?
Thank goodness you're there. Is Max with you?
Yep, he's right here.
Good. I'm calling from Problem Solver HQ. When we saw there was a time disturbance, we sent our best problem solver, Agent Murgatroyd, back to investigate. But we have reason to believe not only are the power-hungry Pogs behind this, but they may be after Agent Murgatroyd. You need to find Aunt Em and stick to her like glue. Keep your eyes peeled for moles, and we'll be in touch with further information.
Well, that was cryptic.
and concerning.
What's concerning?
Nothing. Just my Tootsie Pop got stuck in the vending machine, and I'm all out of change.
No problem. There you go.
I can't believe you used your head to dislodge the candy.
Can't believe you bought a Tootsie Pop instead of all that other good stuff.
Right. Say, Murph, have you seen Myrtle recently?
Not since we all broke our huddle earlier. Break!
Ah!
Sorry, didn't mean to startle you. You dropped your Cracker Jack decoder device.
Cracker Jack decoder device?
The thing Charles Darwin gave us a few missions ago. Thanks, I'll take it.
Hang on a minute. I love these things. This is cool. If I line up the complementary colors, like purple and yellow, the shapes line up to make the letter R.
You don't say.
And if I line up blue and orange, that doesn't look like anything.
Hang on. They're not quite lined up.
Ooh, the letter G. Wow, this thing's freaky deaky. Hope you guys solved the puzzle and win a prize. Think fast. Nice catch, man.
Thanks, Murph.
See you later at the pep rally.
How did that guy solve this Darwin device? There are only 10 non-symmetrical letters. F, G, J, L, R, P.
And Z, S, N, and Q that feel like they should be symmetrical but aren't.
26 letters in the alphabet divided by 10 equals 0.3846, which means about 39% are non-symmetrical.
If you say so.
Each complementary color pair, yellow-purple, orange-blue, red-green, lines up the non-symmetrical letters. This could really help us with the strange symbols on that mole list.
So, Murph is helping us with clues, whether he knows he is or not. Nice. Are you going to eat that Tootsie Pop?
Hey, look, it has a star!
I don't think we're getting a free one.
No, but there's something printed inside the wrapper. Look, there's a map. I knew the Tootsie Pop was a clue.
Oh, what's it a map of?
Not sure. Looks like a treasure map. The star marks the spot, but the physical landmarks aren't clear. It shows elevations. Maybe we need to get to higher ground?
Wells.
Yikes! Guess everyone's ready for the pep rally.
Look, it is Charlene.
Where?
She was over there. She saw me and took off. Come on, let's follow her. Great. We lost her again.
The school time warped, and so did we, and so did she. She must have something to do with it. And she couldn't have gone too far.
Do you see Aunt Murgatroyd? I wonder if she found out anything.
I don't see her. And again, I'm not used to her dressed like a cheerleader.
Come on, let's see if we can find Char.
Hello, Max. Hello, Molly.
Lean.
Looking for someone?
What are you doing here?
I could ask you the same question.
I asked first.
Have you ever been to 1970 before? Lovely this time of year.
Quit stalling, Charlene. How did you or we get here? What's going on?
Attention students, we regret to inform you of distressing news for our space program and our country. The Apollo 13 Saturn V rocket that launched on April 11th en route to America's third moon landing is now in trouble. Astronauts Jim Lovell, Fred Hulse, and Jack Swigert have called into the Kennedy Space Center in Houston, Texas, to report equipment failures aboard their spacecraft. The situation is currently stable, but it may become life-threatening at any moment. Out of respect, today's pep rally will be rescheduled, and we will keep you updated as we learn more.
Wow. That doesn't sound good.
Hey, where'd Charlene go?
Ugh, she must have took off while we were distracted. And now she's lost in the crowd. Do you see her, Max? Max? Max, what are you doing?
Sorry, I was thinking about the Apollo 13 astronauts in trouble in space. Remember when we helped stop the trolls from messing with the Apollo 11 mission?
Looks like the Pogs were able to accomplish what the trolls wanted to do. Mess with America's space program.
Yeah. I've got good news and bad news.
What's the good news?
I see Charlene.
Great. what's the bad news?
She's dragging Aunt Murgatroyd away by the hand.
Oh, wow. Looks like our field trip to the 1970s will be longer than we thought. This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Libby Ward and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Sheila Morris, Taya Garland, Rain Morris, Kim Davis, and Adam Tex Davis. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Mysteries About True Histories was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert and is an Atomic Audio production.
You're listening to ICANN. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.